Okay, so you know how we love to dig into some really fascinating business topics here, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
And today we're tackling something I think a lot of us can relate to,
Yeah.
website design. Now, if you're a small business owner, chances are you're probably thinking about website design somewhere between, flossing the cat and organizing that dreaded Tupperware drawer.
Yeah, right up there with doing your taxes, probably.
Exactly. Those tasks that we just love to put off.
Yeah, we all have them.
But here's the thing. And this is a little bit of a wake-up call. When someone lands on your website, you've got about 0.05 seconds
Yeah, that's not much
to
time.
make a first
It's
impression.
like a blink and you miss it kind of
It
situation.
really is. It's that initial visual bam, and it can really make or break whether somebody sticks around or decides to, click away to the next shiny thing.
That's so true. And I think we often underestimate just how important that split-second judgment is, especially in today's digital world. Your website is really your storefront. It's the first thing people see,
It
and
is.
it's got to grab their attention.
It does.
So for this deep dive, we're going to be looking at some insights we pulled from DoubleDome.
Yes.
And really, our mission here is to give you, the listeners, some really simple, refreshingly simple, actually, ways to give your website a facelift without, needing to hire a whole team of web designers.
Yeah, no coding degree required for this deep dive.
Exactly. This is about those easy tweaks that can make a big impact.
And you know what? Let's start with something that might not seem like a huge deal at first.
Okay.
I'm intrigued.
Icons.
Oh, those little guys, yeah.
Those tiny little visuals, yeah.
What about them?
Well, DoubleDome points out that they can actually have a pretty big impact on how people interact with your site.
I can see that.
And one of the main benefits is they can break up those big blocks of text
Oh yeah, nobody wants to see a wall of text.
and all that white
Yeah,
space.
it can feel really intimidating. Right, it can make a page feel very daunting, like you're about to, read a textbook.
Exactly. You want to make it easy on the eyes.
You do? Do you want to invite people in?
So icons can kind of add a little visual breathing room.
They do. And it's not just about making things look pretty either.
Right, there's more to it.
Our source points out that the right icons can actually help you tell your business's story.
That's interesting.
Visually, it's like adding these little bits of visual shorthand.
Like little symbols that communicate a lot without words.
Exactly. And they can even help with things like, summarizing a big chunk of text or drawing attention to a specific service or product you really want to highlight.
Yeah, it's like they're guiding the visitor's eye to what's important.
Exactly. And think about it this way, like on the road, you've got all those signs telling you, speed limit this way, exit that way.
Right, they help us navigate.
Well, icons on a website, they kind of do the same
Oh,
thing.
I like that analogy.
They help people navigate the information quickly and easily, and because they're breaking up all that text, it actually makes the whole experience more enjoyable.
It's less work for the brain to process,
Right. It is.
less cognitive overload.
Now, here's the thing, and DoubleDome cautions against this.
Okay.
You don't want to go overboard with the icons.
Ah, I can see how that would happen
Right? It's tempting.
to get a little icon happy.
Yeah, to throw them in everywhere.
Right.
But too many, and suddenly it's just visual overload.
Exactly. It becomes
Get that?
distracting
It does.
instead of helpful.
So moderation is key with the icons, just like with anything else.
Right. You want them to enhance the message, not overwhelm it.
Right. Okay, so we've talked about icons.
Those tiny but mighty little visuals.
Exactly. Now let's move on to something a bit more substantial.
Okay, I'm ready.
Photos.
Yes, pictures.
Everybody loves good pictures.
And DoubleDome really stresses how important it is to use high-quality photos on your website.
They do, and we all know that good photos look better aesthetically. But I'm curious, what's the real return on investment for a small business owner?
Yeah, does it really make a difference to their bottom line?
If they decide to invest in professional photography for their website, are there benefits beyond just looking pretty?
That's a great question, and I think it goes back to that whole first impression thing we talked about.
Right, that 0.05 seconds.
Exactly. High-quality photos, they just instantly convey a sense of professionalism and credibility that you might not get with, a blurry smartphone picture.
Right. Or even just a generic stock photo.
Exactly. Think about it. When you land on a website and the photos are crisp and professional,
Yeah.
doesn't it just make you feel more confident in that business?
It does. It's like you can almost sense the quality of their products or services just by looking at the pictures.
It's that attention to detail.
Right.
It subliminally tells you they care about what they do.
And on the flip side, if the pictures are bad,
Yeah.
it can make you question the whole business.
Exactly. Even if their services are actually top-notch.
So the impact can be huge.
It really can.
And it's not just about credibility either. Double Dome mentions that people want to experience websites these days.
Oh, yeah, not just read them.
Not just passively consume the information.
They want to be engaged.
Exactly. They want to feel something.
Right. And high-quality photos, they can evoke emotions.
They do.
They tell a story. They make your brand more relatable.
Now, speaking of making things a little easier, Double Dome actually suggests a specific resource for finding affordable, high-quality photos.
Oh, that's helpful. What is it?
It's dollarphotoclub.com.
Dollarphotoclub.com. I like that.
So if budget is a concern.
Yeah, which it often is for small businesses.
This is a great option.
A great tip. Thank you, Double Dome.
You're welcome, Double Dome. Okay, so we've talked about sprucing up our websites with icons and impactful photos.
That's two great visual elements.
Now let's move on to something a bit more foundational.
Okay, lay it on me.
But often overlooked typography.
The fonts.
The fonts, Double Dome, really emphasizes updating your website's fonts.
Yeah, we might not think about them much.
But it's important, and the question I have is, you know, why is that so crucial beyond just making sure the text is readable?
Yeah, good point. Because readability is obviously important.
Essential.
But there's more to it than that.
Right. What else is going on with those fonts?
Well, I think it comes down to the personality of your brand.
Uh-huh.
And the voice you want to project.
Okay.
Because your website probably has a lot of text.
Most do.
And the fonts you choose, they really play a big role in conveying your company's overall vibe, as Double Dome puts it.
Exactly. It's like the font is the voice of your website.
Oh, I like that, the voice of your website.
Yeah. So what is it saying? Is it saying, hey, we're serious and trustworthy?
Or is it saying, hey, we're fun and approachable?
Yeah. Are you going for that modern and innovative feel or something more classic and traditional?
So many options.
So if someone's listening to this right now and they're thinking, you know, maybe my font isn't really doing my brand justice.
Yeah, it didn't quite match the vibe.
What are a couple of key questions they could ask themselves to help them figure out what might be a better fit?
That's a great question. And I think the first thing is to consider who their target audience is.
Uh-huh.
Because you want to choose fonts that resonate with them.
That feel familiar and appropriate.
Exactly. And then think about the brand's core values and personality.
Mm-hmm.
Does the current font reflect those qualities?
Right. Is it aligned with who you are as a business?
Yeah. For example, if you're a traditional business, you might choose a classic serif font.
Yeah.
But if you're a cutting-edge startup, you might go with a clean, modern sans serif font.
Right. And Double Dome also mentions the importance of choosing fonts that are clean and legible and welcoming to visitors.
Yeah, you don't want people to squint or strain their eyes trying to read your website.
No, nobody wants to do that. I know I've definitely clicked away from websites because the text was just too hard to decipher.
I've been there too. It's so frustrating.
And now this is interesting. Double Dome also mentions font pairings.
Oh, yeah. Font pairings. That sounds a little fancy.
A little more nuanced than just picking one font.
Yeah, what's the idea behind that?
Well, basically, it's about selecting two different fonts that work well together.
Okay.
One for headings
and
one for body text.
So it's not just using the same font throughout the whole website.
No, it's about creating that visual harmony and hierarchy within your text.
And when it's done well, it can make a big difference.
It can make your website look so much more professional and sophisticated.
Without feeling too busy.
And it's about contrast. You know, maybe pairing a bolder heading font with a more understated body font to help guide the reader's eye.
Oh, yeah, like creating a visual rhythm.
Exactly, so people can scan the information easily.
Makes sense. Okay, let's shift gears a bit now.
Okay, I'm with you.
And talk about something that can really freshen up a website's look.
All right, tell me more.
Color.
Oh, the power of color.
Yeah, playing with color can make such a big difference. And Double Dome points out that it's a surprisingly easy way to give your website a fresh and modern feel.
It really is.
Because colors have such a psychological impact.
They do.
They can influence how people perceive your brand.
Uh-huh.
And even how they feel when they're on your website.
So a new color palette can really inject new energy?
Yeah, it can create a different mood.
It can.
Or even signal a change in your business.
Now, Double Dome does acknowledge that some businesses might not have a ton of flexibility here.
Yeah, if they have really strict brand guidelines.
Right. They might not be able to just go wild with the color palette.
Yeah. But even with those limitations, there are still some subtle things you can do to use color to freshen things up.
Like what?
Well, Double Dome suggests maybe focusing on accent colors.
Okay.
Or tweaking the primary and secondary colors you're using in certain elements. Like icons, headlines, or buttons.
So you don't have to completely overhaul your whole brand.
Right. You can just make some small strategic changes.
And even those can make a big difference. I like that. Okay, finally, let's talk about something that's pretty much on every business website these days.
Yeah, what's that?
Social media icons.
Oh, yeah, those little guys.
Right. They might seem like a small detail, but DoubleDome points out that they can actually play a role in your website refresh.
I'm curious how.
Well, first of all, think about where they're placed.
Okay.
Often they're up in the header.
Yeah, that's a common spot.
But what if you move them to the footer?
Oh, just that simple change could make a difference.
It can, just by visually reshuffling things a little.
Yeah, it creates a different look.
And you know what else? You don't have to stick with those same old standard social media icons.
Oh, really?
Nope.
There are other options.
There are tons of different styles out there.
Interesting.
You can find minimalist line icons.
Okay.
Colorful icons, stylized icons. You can even find icons that match your brand colors.
Oh, that's cool. So instead of that default blue and white Facebook icon,
yeah,
you could have one that's black and white. Or maybe even one with a unique shape that matches your logo.
Exactly. It's all about those little details.
Yeah, paying attention to those small visual cues.
Because they all add up to create a more polished and professional feel.
Exactly. It's that cumulative effect.
It is. So to recap, we've got 5 key techniques here.
5 ways to breathe new life into your website.
Exactly. We talked about using icons strategically to enhance clarity and visual interest.
Yeah.
Investing in high-quality photos to build trust and tell your brand story.
Check.
Updating your typography to reflect your brand's personality and improve readability.
Check.
Getting creative with color through those targeted accent changes.
Check.
And upgrading your social media icons to better align with your brand.
Check. We did it.
We did it 5 simple yet powerful techniques.
And they can make a huge difference.
They can, because remember, it all comes back to that first impression.
That 0.05 seconds.
You've got to make it count.
So true.
So as you're thinking about your own website today, ask yourself, which of these changes could have the biggest impact for you right now?
Yeah, what one thing could you do today to make your website more appealing and engaging?
Maybe it's time to finally ditch those blurry smartphone photos, or try out a new accent color, or find some social media icons that really pop.
And remember, even small changes can make a big difference.
They can.
So don't be afraid to experiment and have fun with it.
Exactly.
See what works best for your brand.
Because at the end of the day, it's all about creating a website that truly represents you and your business.
Absolutely. Your website is your online home.
It is.
Make it a place where people want to visit and stay a while.
And maybe even buy something.
That's the goal.
It is. All right. That's it for this deep dive.
Thanks for joining us.
We'll see you next time.
Until then, happy website refreshing.
And remember, folks, you've got 0.05 seconds to make a great first impression, so make them count.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Okay, we're out of here.
See ya.